Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Eruvin. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis is going to talk about where a number of the Tanaim were on a trip together, and these trips were not for pleasure. They were traveling on a boat somewhere, and it was obviously for something very major. But the point is that it was an issue of Tchum Shabbos. So the Mishnah is going to talk about, just like we had a Mishnah Aleph, a Tchum issue related to these very same Tanaim. So Pamachas lo one time, the ship that they were traveling on didn't get to the port until it was already Shabbos, until Friday night. So place where the port was outside of their tchum from where they were when Shabbos started. So Rabbi Gamliel said that ma anu leiret, are we allowed to get out and go into the city for Shabbos? Because if someone wants to spend Shabbos in certain place, that as long as you're within 2,000 amos of that city, you can make it. That could be your makom for Shabbos. So if the ship was within 2,000 amos of the city when Shabbos started, they would be considered to be part of that city, and they'd be allowed to get off the ship, and they would be able to go there. But if they were more than 2,000 amos away when Shabbos started, they're not going to be allowed to go into the city because that would be outside of the Tchum Shabbos. So they wanted to know: were we within 2,000 amos of the city when Shabbos started? Amar lahen mutar atem. So Gamliel says, yeah, you're allowed to go out. Shekvar isi mistakel deyinu b'toch ha-tchum ad shaluch ha-sheicha. Because I was looking and I was keeping my eye on whether we were within 2,000 amos of the city when it became dark, whenever Shabbos started, and we were absolutely within 2,000 amos of the city when Shabbos started, so no problem, we can go into the city. We're like regular members of the city, and therefore we have a tchum of 2,000 amos from all the borders of the city. The Gemara tells us that they asked from Gamliel, not because he was any smarter than the rest of them necessarily, or that he was better at measuring when Shabbos starts or anything like that. But the Bartanura points out over here that they asked from Gamliel because he was looking b'shvoferes shalkana chalul shaisa misukenes lemidas tzvias alpayim ama, that he had a particular type of a tube, I forgot what they're called, that you look through in and it was set at a 2,000 ama distance, so he was able to see when they were in within 2,000 amos of range of the city. So now Mishnah Gimel. So we learned in Mishnah Aleph that if you leave your tchum, you have to stay where you are, where you go for the rest of the day. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the second parak that talks about different exceptions to that rule. Like if you go out of the city in order to be meyed on the new moon, or someone goes to deliver a baby, a midwife goes to deliver a baby, or people go to rescue other people who are in a fire, or an army, or people who are rescuing other people who are captured in a flood or under a building or something like that. So they went out for a major Devar Mitzvah, so then they get their own new 2,000 Amma Tchum, meaning wherever they go to, then even though it was outside of their original Tchum, they get a new Tchum. So what if a person left his Tchum for these kinds of things, but before he got to where he needed to go, he discovered that he wasn't needed anymore? So it didn't turn out to actually be for a Mitzvah. So Mishi Yatzah Bereshus, if someone left his Tchum with permission, he was allowed to go halachically, and before he got to where he was supposed to go, they told him, it's already been taken care of, so you don't have to keep on traveling. So so now he has 2,000 amos in every direction from where he was first told that he's no longer needed, that he doesn't have to keep traveling. If he finds out while he was still in his original tchum, then he doesn't, then it's as if he never left, and therefore or he's back to his original tchum of when Shabbos started, meaning the tchum of his house from when Shabbos began. Shekala yotzim lahatzil chazun l'mekomen. Because the Chum said that anyone who goes out to on a life-saving mission is chazun l'mekomen. Anyone who goes out on Shabbos to save someone else from being attacked could go back to their original place with their weapons. Normally you're not allowed to do that because that would be a violation of hotza'ah. So if troops would be required to leave their weapons behind wherever they were, then they could be attacked, and that would be dangerous. So because of that, the Chum said that they're allowed to take their weapons with them. So if the Mishnah is talking about, you have a case where a battle took place place within their tchum, or where their new tchum overlapped their original tchum, and therefore they can go back l'makomen. They can go back to their original location. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we learned about the Tanaim were traveling on a ship, and they weren't sure if they were within the tchum Shabbos when Shabbos started, so they asked from Gamliel, who had a telescope, I think that's what it's called, a telescope, to be able to see if they were within 2,000 amos, and he said yes, and therefore we're allowed to go out in this city. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that anyone who left the tchum birishus in order to go on some sort of life-saving mission, and they told him before he got there that you're not needed anymore, he gets 2,000 amos from where they told him as his new tchum. But if he was in his original tchum, then it's as if he never went out in the first place. And in general, someone who goes out to save lives is allowed to go back to his original location. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid.